If you are a teacher, administrator, or pupil services professional who was licensed after August 31st, 2004, you probably know that you have to complete a Professional Development Plan, or PDP, in order to maintain your license. This brief presentation will outline the steps of the process, as well as your options for successfully completing and submitting your Professional Development Plan. Let's first review your options. The first option is to convene a team of Watertown educators who are certified to serve as PDP reviewers. Initial educators would need to have an administrator, a representative from an institution of higher education, and a colleague who is licensed in that educator's professional area as members of his or her professional development team. Professional educators, on the other hand, would simply need to convene a team of colleagues who, again, are in that educator's licensed area and who have received the training to serve on a PDP review team. The advantage of this option is that educators know one another and are familiar with the setting in which each individual works. Another advantage is that dialogue between professionals about practice enriches the professional environment in which we all work. I think we all agree that talking to one another within our building about our work improves the work environment and makes our work less isolated. Communication among colleagues is what we would like to see in Watertown, but it's understood that sometimes challenges require us to take a different course of action. In the event that you have difficulty finding someone in your licensed area, you may select names from a list made available by the DPI of professionals who have received the PDP reviewer training. A list of names can be found at the link in the window on the right. This will contain the person's licensed area as well as contact information. A third option is to use the QEI site to submit your plan electronically to a team of PDP reviewers who have agreed to review plans remotely. This too might be an appealing option for those who have difficulty finding professionals in their licensed area and who aren't deterred by having unknown people review their plans. Regardless of which review option you choose, the steps for completing the professional development plan will be the same. There are four steps to completing a PDP. The first step is reflection, which is not required to be submitted as part of the PDP, but is a necessary precursor to thinking about what it is you want to focus on for the next 3 to 5 years. Reflection really boils down to the challenges you face, or the strengths you possess, and the areas that you think you should focus on based on those things. The second part of a PDP involves writing the plan. This usually takes place during the second, third, and fourth years of writing the PDP, although it's important to remember that not all PDPs will be completed within a 5-year period. Some may be completed within a 3-year period, as long as all the components are in place and the plan has been satisfactorily reviewed by a PDP review team. The writing of the plan includes a description of your work that includes the work setting, information about the community, and information about the students that you serve. This section also includes a statement about your goals that must be based on Wisconsin professional standards, a rationale for those goals that are tied to the reflection and the setting that you provided earlier in the plan, a plan for assessing your goals and your professional growth, and timelines that document professional growth activities that you've undertaken in pursuit of your goals. Goal approval is particularly important for initial educators who must have their goals submitted along with a rationale to their PDP review team by October of the second year of the licensure cycle. Step 3 of the PDP involves the annual review of your plan. Such things as completion dates for objectives and activities must be recorded, as well as a reflection piece on how you professionally grew throughout the year within the standards identified in your plan. Any revisions to your plan must be recorded too, and significant changes must be brought to the attention of the PDP review team if an initial educator is submitting these changes. Part 4 of the plan involves documentation that the PDP is complete. This will include evidence of professional growth and student learning. 3 to 5 pieces of evidence are required, as well as a description of each piece that shows that growth during the licensure cycle was obtained. It is at this time that the educator will confirm with the PDP review team that professional growth and student learning took place in light of the goals that were established early on in the process. Once again, the educator can meet with the PDP team to have this documentation discussed anywhere within the 3rd to 5th year of the licensure cycle. For additional information about PDPs and your options for submitting a plan, please contact me, Dave Vitale, or access the CNI webpage and select Mentoring in PI34 as an option that will provide you with more detailed information as well as forms and checklists that can help you think through the process. Thanks a lot.